Simon Shimon Vov, Siv Gimel, and we saw in the Chaver that the letter carried from one Kabbalist to another. Even if one Kabbalist is a rice, it is a yochid because it has walls around it, just a large area which was not made for dwelling, and the other area doesn't have walls at all, like a big valley, but since they're both Kabbalists, you can take from one to the other. So, in certain situations also, if a person has an area in front of his house, which is used for planting vegetables and the like, and it's considered a Kabbalist, and you have a gate in front of it, and outside the gate is also a Kabbalist, so that puts the key into the door, and then open the door. You know, the key is going to be going from the outer Kabbalist to the inner Kabbalist, but it's going from one Kabbalist to the other. But if there was a Rishus, a Yochid in between, you know, the classic situation would be is the garden is higher up than the Rishus around him, or the Kabbalist that's outside, and then you have to go up 10 Tfachim to get to some platform, and from there you go into the Gina. So it's going to come out to this platform is a Rishus Yochid, because it's 4x4 and 10 Tfachim tall. Therefore you cannot take a key from outside and put it into the door that's on this platform, because the platform is a Rishus Yochid, and the outside is a Kabbalist. Another situation that will be problematic is Sheyesh lo shtei mechitas min hatzadim Shem rechovim arva Maskev alei rechov arva. You have like a doorway that's made up of two vertical mezuzahs on both sides, and then a mashka with horizontal on top of them. So basically, going to this garden, you have to go through this doorway. Or since, you know, this doorway has the thing on top of it is four tefachim wide, and there's walls on both sides, it's considered a reshus yochid, even though it's not elevated from the reshus rabbin. Because the fact that it has this roofing on top of the four tefachim, we say pre-tikra, makes a type of wall, and you have two walls on the side, and therefore that area becomes a Rishus Yochid. You won't be able to take from the Kabbalist outside into that area. Now he says, Miu also happens to be a Rishus Yochid. Kanto was saying now, this entrance area has the dimensions of Rishus Yochid, so it should be permitted to go from there into the Rishus Yochid, to carry from there to Rishus Yochid. That's also because we're concerned. Right, maybe the doorway will be narrower than four, and the floor is narrower than four. Rather, me and his group of gavoya shloisha shalosh yesh lo and ten shilafoner. If it is not separated three tefachim above the ground, so you have this entrance way going from a Kabbalist into Rishus Yochid. Since the entrance way doesn't have four tefachim, it's not considered independent Rishus Yochid, and it's considered part of the Kabbalist. You take a key and put it in there, and then you open the door, it's going to go into the Rishus Yochid. Because in the Rishus Yochid, it's just the entrance to the Kabbalist. So therefore, the bottom line is, if you want to put a key into a doorway, so if you have the Eiros, you have no problem, everything is considered Rishus Yochid. If you don't have the Eiros, it has to be that the area where the door is going into, and the area outside the door have the same status. Basically, it will work only in a case where the door is going into a Gina. Some type of garden, that's a large garden that doesn't have the status of Rishus Yochid itself. So, Filim Gavosh, Shalosh Mal Shekol Shir Shalonu, and Kabbalist, Shalom Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah, if this entranceway is less than 4x4, so even though maybe technically a Mokum Ptur, in the sense outside of it is a Kabbalist, we say that it combines with the Kabbalist, and therefore we'll not be able to carry from that area into the house. So basically, the only way one will be able to carry it from the entranceway into the house would be if the entranceway is 10 tefachim above the ground of the Rishus Rabbin, therefore it's considered also Rishus Yochid, or if the entranceway is less than that, but inside the entranceway is also a Kabbalist, you're not going into Rishus Yochid, so we're permitted to go take it from one Kabbalist to the next.